I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Republican candidate for governor Greg Gianforte is pressuring local TV stations to stop running an ad that he says falsely calls him a, quote, millionaire from New Jersey. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Earlier this month, Gianforte's attorney sent a cease and desist letter to Montana's broadcasters calling on stations to refuse to air what they call a false and misleading advertisement. The ad called Hooked, paid for by the Good Jobs Montana Political Action Committee, says Gianforte is an out-of-state millionaire who sued to block Montana's public stream access. Gianforte says he never blocked access and that the access dispute comes from an improperly issued easement by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. University of Montana law professor Anthony Johnstone says the letter sent to TV stations is more about politics than law. He says a cease and desist letter is different than filing a lawsuit and that winning a legal claim alleging false campaign speech would be a long shot.
The claim that Mr. Gianforte's lawyer is making here requires that the speech be false and not simply open to kind of reasonable debate or multiple interpretations. It has to be a false statement of fact. And in a campaign, courts are going to be pretty cautious about telling a campaign group that they can't say that about a candidate when there's reasonable disagreement about what the words mean.
Gianforte's lawyers did not return Montana Public Radio's calls for a comment on this story. An email circulated by Montana Democrats shows KULR 8 Television in Billings responded to the cease and desist letter. The station concluded that the statements alleged to be misleading were based in fact and not blatantly false. KULR 8 Television declined to be interviewed for this story. Over the past several months, financial supporters of Democrat Steve Bullock's bid for re-election have run ads painting Gianforte as an out-of-stater who is out of touch with Montana values. In the letter to TV stations, Gianforte's lawyer says the Republican candidate has lived in Montana for over 21 years, more time than his childhood home of Pennsylvania, and more time than his schooling and early career in New Jersey. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.